You know, in Florida alone, we are home to 14 ports, 23 military installations. And one of the ports that I work extensively with is Jack's Port, which is the largest roll-on, roll-off capable port in the Eastern Seaboard. Now, the thing that's also unique to Jack's Port, it is the furthest western port on the eastern coast. It's actually in line with Ohio. A lot of people don't realize that. And what's interesting is about 45% of the goods and service goods that come through the port are actually going out of the port. And that's important for our producers because we as Americans produce such an incredibly efficient, safe food supply and a variety of different commodities. It's important that we have markets overseas that we can export to. And so the ports that we have, be it Miami, be it Tampa, Canaveral, Jack's Port, you name it, we are doing everything that we can to make sure that the port infrastructure is there to accommodate these new Supermax ships that are coming through. In the case of Jack's Port, we're dredging down to 47 feet, and we are ahead of schedule and under budget, which in government, that never happens, ever. And so the fact that we are so far ahead on completion, looking at the end of next year to be able to accommodate these Super Panamax ships and then fill them up and send them back out filled of containers with our goods from American producers is something that I'm very excited about.